in the Ketu Upanishad. Ketu Upanishad is a beautiful Upanishad. In that, they say Nachiketa was sitting down with his father. His father was a great pandit, a Brahman. He was a great pandit. And he decided that I will do Vishwajit. Vishwajit Yagna. He will sacrifice in such a way that Yagna will bestow on him universal happiness. Vishwa, he will win the whole universe. While the prayers was carrying and after the prayers, you know what he did? He was giving all the old cows, you know, that hardly can walk. Poor things got no walking stick too. Giving, you know, and the son, all these days he heard the meanings, what you must have faith in the prayer that you do. You must have faith in the words of the scriptures. So this little boy of 5 had tremendous faith that whatever the scripture says was right. But when he saw his father giving that almost dead cows, which got no teeth to even eat grass nicely, he goes to his father and says, Dad, Pitaji, why are you giving this? The father ignores him first. And he, again, in the middle of everything, Pitaji, but why are you giving that? That's the other cows. Quiet. And next time, again, the third time, Pitaji, but why are you giving this cows who's going to die tomorrow most probably? Hey, why don't you understand carefully? Why don't you go to hell? Go. In English, you say, go to hell. And in Hindi, you will say, or Sanskrit, you say, go to Yama. Go to Yama. That's it. Go to hell. And the boy, he had so much faith in the scriptures because he was taught from small that the words of the scriptures can never be wrong. And also with it, side by side, he was taught that the father and mother's words are never wrong. So when his father said, go to hell, he said, oh, father's saying he's got so much faith. He said, Dad, you say I must go to hell. Yes, go to hell. So he said, all right, I'm going to hell now. And the father got the shock. Therefore, a guru never plays with his disciple. Whatever the guru says, he means it. Make no mistake about this. You treat it that way, that thing goes that way. But whatever he says, look between the lines, is there. A guru will never joke. If a guru jokes, then he can't be a guru. So when our gurus tell us something, we're very careful, we read between the lines. What he meant, there is a lesson hidden there. Similarly, the son had so much faith in the father's word, go to hell. So he said, well, how? I must go to hell. The father pleaded with him. In other words, he's virtually committing suicide. What? Committing suicide. You're going to go to hell, go to death? Anyway, the faith was so much in him, he had the power to discard his body. Because the small children were brought up in a religious way. And he discards his body and he goes to Yama. And where he goes to? Death. We all of us hate death. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna Bhagavan says, I am death, the all-devourer. Instead of the death coming, you recognizing this is Krishna Bhagavan in a guise of a Yama. He was running away. Swami Vivekananda, you say beautifully, he says, even the dogs are higher. If you dress up in any kind of dress, Christmas father or clown or anything, the dog will look at you, whoa, whoa, what happened? Whoa, whoa. Your own house fellow say, who this monkey has come? What you want? He doesn't make you out in other dressing. A dog makes his master out in any dressing. Similarly, a bhakta, a real bhakta, will make his god out. No matter whether he comes as a dog, cat, rat, to him there is no dushman, so he won't be scared about anybody. God has come. The dog called bhakta, the dog called yani, will recognize his master straight away. So Yama is that manifestation of God. He himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, but when he comes, you know what we do? Next door. When the Lord poor thing comes to release us, we say next door. We do gow dance, so we'll go the other side too. Why are we not yet prepared? Yet we're not yet prepared. This we may be laughing, but true, it happens to us. I can tell you this, 80% of the time it happens. Acha, So when he went to Yama, Yama was not at home. Yama was not at home, poor thing. For 3 days and three nights, Yama was not there. When Yama comes, Yama recognizes that this boy has got faith. And faith is greater than anything. And especially he is a Brahman boy. Brahman, what meaning of Brahman? Brahman means he who is seeking Brahman. He who is seeking Brahman. You can be by birth Brahman, but you eating cows, pigs and all those things at home, you are a Shudra. Shudras are those people who eat dog flesh. So I know, take it for granted, no one eating dog flesh here. So we'll start from Vaisya. So we all Vaisyas and we'll maybe Kshatriyas and we can be a what? Brahmins. So the Brahman boy recognizes, ooh, in him is written fire. What kind of fire? Fire of tapasya, fire of sacrifice, fire of truth. He says, fire of tapasya, fire of sacrifice and fire of truth is written in this. He says, if this boy just get a little bit wrong in his head, if he curse me, I am doomed. Though I am already taking people to hell or heaven, I am doomed. So he says, please take this water, wash your hands and leg. Small boy of 5 years washes his hand and leg. He says, look, 3 days, 3 days. You are here and please, you can ask for an entry boon. Then he asks for boon. First boon he asks for his mother and father. Second boon he asks for how to go to heaven. And a third boon he asks to tell after death, he says, somebody say that people die, they go to heaven. Others say, people die, they are no more. What have you to say? What happens after that? So Yama says, ask me anything else. Ask me for Hathi, Ghoda, Palki. Ask me for a Lakshmi. Ask me for elephant. Ask me for women. Ask me for kingdom to rule thousands of years. But please, I beg you, this thing here, what you're asking, even it is so difficult for the gods to get it. So he says, well, that's the thing I'm looking for. I want it. If you can say that this is difficult for the gods who we worship, then it must be something very, very great. I want it. And then in the Upanishad, they hint, but they can never tell you what Brahman is. They hint, like I hinted just now, Krishna Bhagwan is in heaven. Who made heaven? God made heaven. Before making heaven, where was it? Now all of us got that faith, but we don't let it grow, we kill it. In our mind we know that, you know, this is a wrong thing. Instead of taking for God the best thing, we're taking it for the worst thing, because in our heart we know we're not giving God. All these people will come here, give them, let them go. As long as they know there's some prasad they got. This is how we all made out. Nobody can bluff. This is where you, when you are doing something wrong, that conscience in you say, hey, it's wrong. Swamiji, Sivapadnan, that is wrong. What are you doing? I push it one side up, and as long as the people praise me, what it matters? See how nice they say he's talking and laughing. It's beautiful. They carry on doing that. As long as you butter your bread in this world, next one we'll see what happens. So, there you are. When that conscience is called faith. Faith is telling you, this is wrong. But you take all the worldly thing and kill it. And Nachiketa is exactly that faith, embodiment of that faith. And he now gets this hint that which he's looking for, nobody can give him. No gurus can give him. No gods can give him. But he has to reach that state himself. How? Through service to the guru. How? Through service to this whole world, thinking it's God's manifestation. How? To have faith in the words of the scriptures. How? To become ego-less. Why do you think we Hindus worship Indra Bhagwan? Why do you think we Hindus take fire to worship God? Why you think we do pranayama? Because these three were the first three who realized Brahman. That is in the Keno Upanishad. In the Keno Upanishad, it is said that Indra Bhagwan and Agni Devata and Vayu Bhagwan became very, very egoistic. They won the Rakshasas in battle. And they sat down, you know, like big kings and saying, "You see, we did it. We did it." And suddenly, while they were saying, God didn't want these people to be misled because they were good people. They were nice people. But the little pride was in them. Why? Because of ignorance. And if there is ignorance, it's no fault of theirs. They are ignorant. Father, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So God is like that. Out of ignorance you do, He comes. So what happened? Yaksha appeared. And someone wanted to know, what is this Yaksha? First they sent Vayu. Say, go and find out why. Who's that? Vayu in all the egoistic mood. We want so many Rakshasas, thousands of years they did tapasya. What this is? Go there. Yaksha Bhagwan, they worship Om, Om. And so, why you ask to it who you are? He says, well, I am Yaksha. I am Yaksha. Yaksha asked him, who you are? He says, I am Vayu, who won the battle. Oh, how you won the battle? I conquered the Rakshasas, the demon. So, this Yaksha puts one straw and say, blow this straw away. It blows from morning till evening, nothing happens. He wants to know, who are you? Who are you? And there, he dismissed him by giving him the realization who it was in reality. Then comes Agni. Agni does the same mistake. Who you are? He said, well, I'm Yaksha. And who are you? I'm Agni. You can bend anything. Bend this straw. And tries, and he tries, and he tries, the straw never bends. And then that gets the realization. But when Indra come, Uma Devi now, in the form of Uma Devi, looks at him, and before he can come near, he's a king of the gods. Uma Devi disappears. And Indra now starts yearning. Then he hears a voice. You have not killed them. It is the power of Brahman through you that killed them. So, the praise is not yours. You are taking undue praise. We are that Indras. We are that Vayus. We are the Agnis. We blow people through words, but yet we don't know that we're misusing God's power. It is God's grace. We burn people through words. We do not think that it is God's grace, God's word, that is God's gift. And with our indriyas, we do the wrong thing instead of doing the right thing. When all these three is directed towards God, indriyas, you get it under your control, you do pranayama and control your speech, you must realize Brahman himself. Thus our scriptures tell us that we must become ego-less. We must become selfless. I always gave you the quotation that a man has got a nature, like chilies has chilies got a nature. What is the nature of a chilies? Not hot. It's super hot. Chilies is pungent. But you can't say sugar's nature is to be pungent. It is sweet. Similarly, the sun's nature is to give light, and the day it starts leaving its nature, it will start dying. If the sun starts becoming cooler, cold, and cold, what will happen to the sun, sir? It will die. So just like that, man himself has got a nature. And what is the nature of man? The nature of man is to live selflessly through discrimination. Selflessly through this discrimination. And then animal's nature is to live selfishly. The fittest survive. Man supposed to do good to others.